Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. The historical Eugene O'Neill Theater, home to everything from Cat on a Hot Tin Roof to Sweeney Todd, is closed this afternoon because of a fire. And a spokesperson for the show currently running there, the Book of Mormon, isn't saying when the show will go on.
It started in the electrical room, then spread to the roof. That's word from FDNY Assistant Chief David Sims.
This was a deep-seated fire involving a lot of electrical equipment. It was very difficult to get to.
Yeah, one firefighter hurt. Everyone else in the theater all right. Haley here, having breakfast with her husband next door when they were evacuated.
The smoke then got really quite bad, actually. And it was quite stifling at one point.
Yeah, Matthew says FDNY responded quickly.
Two ladders went up onto the roof, and then it looked like they were trying to cut part of the roof open to get into the fire itself.
The Eugene O'Neill Theater closed until further notice. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Firefighters initially struggled to knock down the flames due to catwalks and rigging in the theater, but they were eventually able to bring the fire under control. The next scheduled performance at the Eugene O'Neill is tomorrow night, but again, we don't know if that is happening. We will keep you posted. A major drug stash location has been dismantled near Yankee Stadium. Two people have been arrested on charges of narcotics possession. Bridget Brennan, special narcotics prosecutor of New York City, telling 1010 Winds they found more than 5 pounds of cocaine, ketamine, and ecstasy. Also, 30 pounds of mushrooms and 100 pounds of pot.
It's quite alarming, the extent of the drugs that we seize, the volume of the drugs that we seized, and the kind of casual way that they were being handled. The marijuana was in clear bags in a hallway, along with the mushrooms. They were in something that looked kind of like a crate.
Authorities also found $85,000 in cash. Bail for each suspect has been set at $25,000. There was a rally today in Bushwick demanding an end to ICE activity in that area. This after an arrest over the weekend that led to a large protest and several arrests.
Hands off!
NYC!
Hands off!
NYC!
A massive rally across the street from Wyckoff Medical Center.
Immigrants made Bushwick.
Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso standing in front of dozens of people holding signs saying ICE out of NYC.
Starting to see an increase of ICE presence.
Dr. Steve Auerbach is retired and thinks they could have stepped up.
And it is a legal and health ethical obligation that this occurs with privacy and security.
People who live in this neighborhood say ICE raids are happening more frequent than ever, and they're calling for a stop to it. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
At an unrelated event, Mayor Mamdani was asked about the NYPD's actions during the Saturday protest.
Now, I've seen some of the videos from the incident. I saw a video that you referred to of an officer grabbing a New Yorker and throwing them onto the floor. That is incredibly disturbing, and that is being actively investigated right now.
The mayor says NYPD officers were not dispatched to the hospital to participate or facilitate in ICE operations, and that the NYPD will not participate in civil immigration enforcement. Thinking about a summer rental in the Hamptons? Well, sorry, you might already be too late.
Hamptons real estate agent Jane Gill of Saunders & Associates started getting calls for summer rentals last September.
I have a lot of village listings that I've rented. People want to be in a place where they can walk to dinner and have a couple of glasses of wine and not have to drive.
And something unusual this year.
A lot of people are looking to rent 3 weeks, maybe the last week of July, the first 2 weeks of August. So they don't want the full month. They don't want the 5 weeks through Labor Day.
She says many of the rentals left are overpriced, and that's why they have not been rented. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
May is Bike Month in New York City, and the Big Apple is celebrating by publishing its 2026 bike map. The city's DOT is also launching a secure bike parking program. Residents can suggest secure parking locations by visiting an online feedback portal. You can also share what type of bicycle you would like to store and the length of time at each suggested location. The bike map is available for free online and in print at bike shops across the five boroughs. Rudy Giuliani remains hospitalized in a Florida hospital in critical condition this afternoon, but we've gotten word that he is now breathing on his own. His spokesman says the former mayor is recovering from pneumonia. Ted Goodman saying Giuliani has been diagnosed with restrictive airway disease, which he ties to 9/11. He says the condition made the virus overwhelm Giuliani's body, requiring mechanical ventilation. Mayor Mamdani says he wishes Giuliani strength and a speedy recovery.
Former Mayor Giuliani is someone that we as New Yorkers know well, and he's been a fixture in our city's politics and public life for so many years. And I know that many New Yorkers are concerned by the reports that he's in critical condition. And so we do keep him and his family in our prayers at this time.
On social media, President Trump called Giuliani a warrior. There's still no word on what caused that deadly fire at an apartment building in Inwood yesterday. Three people died. Five others were critically injured. The FDNY says many residents left their apartment doors open, allowing the fire to spread through a number of levels of the building on Dyckman Street. About 100 residents are now homeless. To Long Island now, where there is a new warning out about a spike in tick bites.
Doctors say they are seeing more people weeks earlier than normal coming in with tick bites. Suffolk County Health Department's tick expert, Dr. Scott Campbell, says some physicians give doxycycline to prevent Lyme disease.
Lyme disease is the number one tick-borne illness in Suffolk County.
And tick bites can also cause a bullseye rash or muscle ache and fatigue, and that could mean Lyme disease.
Once you have those symptoms, if you're treated with doxycycline, the success rate is very good.
I was treated recently after a tick bit me on my hip. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.